From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is holding talks in India Wednesday, following meetings in Islamabad with Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi, amid concerns Pakistan isn't doing enough to end the harboring and support of terrorists. Tillerson publicly sought to emphasize the positive in the bilateral relationship.
Pakistan's important, as you know, regionally to the U.S. Security relationships. It's so important regionally to our joint goals of providing peace and security for the region and providing opportunity for greater economic relationships as well.
Mr. Abbasi insisted that Pakistan is committed to the war against terror, adding it has produced results. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani said Pakistan, which views India as its greatest threat, supports insurgencies that it views as counters New Delhi's actions in Kashmir and Afghanistan.
America is not much concerned about what happens in Kashmir as long as it doesn't lead to a nuclear war between the two countries. But with American troops and interests in Afghanistan, this is of great concern.
Tillerson reportedly called on Pakistan to increase efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists operating within the country as a way to facilitate peace and stability. Mr. Abbasi linked that objective to resolution of Pakistan's territorial dispute with India over Kashmir. In Kenya, the sound of political unrest. Thousands of opposition supporters marched in Kisumu to election board offices ahead of Thursday's scheduled presidential election rerun. Opposition leader Raila Odinga is boycotting the vote, charging election officials are not able to ensure a free and fair ballot. Late Tuesday, the bodyguard of the Deputy Chief Justice was shot and wounded. Judges have been under threat since nullifying the August 8 vote over widespread irregularities. This is VOA News. Russia used its veto power in the UN Security Council Tuesday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigations probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States deeply regrets that one member of this council vetoed this text, putting political considerations over the misery of Syrian civilians who have suffered and died from the use of chemical weapons.
The UN team is expected to make public its report Thursday that could identify those responsible for a deadly April 4 attack in the rebel-controlled town of Khan Sheikhoun in southern Idlib province. Russia, which backs Syria, has suggested the attack was the result of a ground-based bomb, perhaps set by terrorists. The Russian ambassador sought to postpone Tuesday's vote until the report's release, calling it an effort to embarrass Moscow. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman announced Tuesday creation of a half-trillion-dollar plan to build a business and industrial zone powered exclusively by renewable energy, covering more than 26,000 square kilometers. The prince also pledged a more moderate and open society. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said it reflects two changing realities.
One, the fall in oil prices or the moderation in their increase has tended to create a situation where economic balance and maintenance of what you may call a rentier state has become more and more difficult, number one. Number two, which is even more important, is that over time there has been a major demographic change.
He said Saudi society is becoming radically younger and more exposed to outside influence. It follows last month's announcement women will be allowed to drive beginning next June. China's Communist Party revealed Wednesday its new decision-making Politburo Standing Committee after handing President Xi Jinping another five-year term. Aside from Mr. Xi, Premier Li Keqiang is the only other name to retain his post. The other five were replaced, including CLI and anti-corruption chief Wang Qishan. The late German-born physicist Albert Einstein's theory on happy living, handed to a hotel bellboy in Tokyo on his way to collect his Nobel Award back in 1922, fetched $1.3 million at a Jerusalem auction Tuesday. Gal Wieners, CEO of Wieners Auctions and Exhibitions.
Einstein is a worldwide personality. It's somebody that interests not just scientists. Basically, there is no kid in the world, I guess, that doesn't know who's Albert Einstein.
Einstein, who discovered the theory of relativity, simply wrote, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success, combined with constant restlessness." The 15-nation West African bloc ECOWAS said it failed to reach agreement on creating a regional common currency by 2020, an idea that's been discussed for decades. It was aimed at replacing the CFA franc. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said the effort lacked the necessary economic fundamentals. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.